Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Erechin Daf Tes. We begin on Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom. Back on the minimum maximum track. Various numbers, but we have a minimum and a maximum cap as well. So the first now Mishnah relates to the calendar configuration. Ein Pechsin. So we know that in the lunar months, the calendar that Klal Yisrael observes, according to the Torah, basically we alternate. We switch back and forth between a long month and a short month, a 29-day month or a 38-day month. And the reason is because a month is somewhere in the middle. It's 29 and a half days and some change. So between 2 months, one being a 30-day month and one a 29-day month, we get to the desired total of 59 days per 2 months. Hence the alternating system, back and forth between short and long. Now, at times, the Chacham had to reconfigure the calendar based on all kinds of factors, variables, and they had to modify this alternation system and add some long months. Instead of being 6 and 6, they added some long months, they added some short months. But at a minimum, Ein Poichsam, we don't go below Me'arba'a Chadashim Hamu'ubarim B'shana, no less than 4. Long month. It's called mu'ubar, like an expectant woman who expands, who extends. So no less than 4 expanded months per year. V'loy nira yasir al shmoina, no more than 8. Now regarding the shtei alechem that they baked before Yom Tov and actually ate it on Shavuos, so how many days since the baking? And at a minimum, it's going to be 2 days. It's going to be eaten on the second day because you wouldn't bake on Shavuos. Shtei alechem ein echol and pachas mishnayin. Shtei alechem would be consumed no less than 2 days since baking. Halacha is you wouldn't bake it on Shavuos. It's meant for carbon. It's not meant for person. So you bake it at Erev Shavuos, in which case the standard is consumption on day 2. V'lo yaser ashloisha, but no longer than 3. Meaning, sometimes it extended another day. Suppose you had Shabbos fall out on Erev Shavuos. You have to back up another day, bake it on Friday. So Friday is day 1, Shabbos day 2, and you ate it on Shavuos day 3. So it's a minimum of 2, maximum 3. Lechem Aponim, which was the weekly bread placed on the Shulchan, which was eaten the following Shabbos, placed on the Shabbos, eaten the following. So at a minimum, it was day 9. You bake it Erev Shabbos, place it tomorrow on Shabbos, and eat it the following week, day 9, since baking. Lechem aponim, ein nechal pachas mites, no less than day 9, v'lo'es el chadasar, the maximum would be day 11. How's that? Suppose you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that come out before Shabbos, Thursday and Friday, so you have to bake it back on Wednesday. So from this Wednesday until the following Shabbos, you have 11 days. And finally, a bris milah, which is on day 8 since birth. The middle will not take place less than 8 days since birth, but sometimes it goes past all the way until 12. But no more than 12. How do you get to 12? So Rashi explains. Standard is 8. Now let's say he was born Bein HaShemashah, somewhere in between Friday and Shabbos. So you can do bris milah on Shabbos if you are confirmed, you are definite that this is actually day 8. But if he was born in the twilight between Friday and Shabbos, so counting from Friday as day 1, you can't do milah on the following Shabbos because it might be day 8, if in fact he was born on Shabbos. But if not, if he was really born on Friday, you can't do milah the following Shabbos, because you can only do milah on Shabbos if it's the actual 8 day. So you have to wait another day, which basically means day 10, counting from the actual day of birth, which is Friday. Now let's say you have Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, that pushes it another 2 days further down. And you do the Bris Milah on day 12. V'le'yosr al-shneimasr. Counting the actual birthday and the day of Milah into the 12. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. To the calendar arrangement. So typically, as we said, it was an alternating system, back and forth. 30-day month, 29-day month. So it's a total of 6 and 6. Mishnah says, sometimes they would modify things to account for various considerations and factors at play. And you can have sometimes only 4 short months, but no less than 4. And the Mishnah continues, V'loy nir yasr al shmeina. But they never implemented, never worked out to have, they didn't see fit to have more than 8. What does the Mishnah mean with that second part of that statement? My lenir yasr al shmeina. Amar Rav Huna. The Mishnah is pretty much presenting an equation for both, from both sides. Sometimes they would add to the short months, hence the first part of the Mishnah. We don't do less than 4 long, i.e. no more than 8 short. Goes hand in hand, right? Second part of the statement is, likewise, we don't do more than 8 long and 4 short. Okay, so it can go both ways. You can either add 2 short months to the 6 standard, or two long ones to the standard 6. My linear is al-shmoyne. What does that mean? They didn't see fit to have more than 8. Amar Afuna, linear l'chacham, la'abri yas al-shmoyne. L'chacham never saw fit. They didn't see it appropriate to add, to be ma'abar, more than 8. So 8 was okay, but 9 is too far off sync. Ask the Gemara, why is 8 the magic number? Ma'ishna tisha delay. What's wrong with 9 full months? Because then you're adding 3 days to the year. In Cain, if that's the case, next Amid, Kadam Asi Sihara, so come next Rosh Hashanah, the new moon will arrive 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. And it's not going to look very good. People will question our whole calendar system. Kadam Asi Sihara, the new moon will show up 3 days before the grand event. So 3 days is too much. Hashtanami, so okay. You're adding 2 full months. Lengthening the year by 2 days, so the new moon will show up again 2 days too early. How do you get around that? Answers the Gemara. You know how? We're speaking where we have to make up for a lost time. Could the Amar of Mishash, as Mishash tells us later on the Gemara, regarding a different matter, that we're speaking about a leap year with an extra month, Hanami here as well, we're speaking past year. The year before this one was a leap year. Rashi explains the quantity of Huna, a leap year has an extra month which can go either way. Chacham can choose. They have 2 options. 29-day month or a full 30-day month. It's up to them. So it happens that it was V'ibur Shana Chodesh. That extra month into that leap year was actually a Chodesh. Now, the Chodesh here means that it was a missing month, or 29-day month. So really, we're missing, because 29 is really not the full length of a month. It's more than 29, 29 and a half plus, right? So now, what we did was we lengthened the year by 2 days. 1 is going to be applied to balance out for that deficit, that missing day. So it pretty much evens things out. Dal yarchem malya. So deduct, apply this full month, this extra full month that we're adding this year, right? We turned from 6 full months to 8 full months. So 1, which adds an extra day, will correspond, will cancel out, will make up for that missing month of last year. Ask the Gemara, okay, but it was still 1 day too long. People won't be mindful, they won't question just 1 day off. It's pretty much on track. So according to Rav Huna, it goes both ways. Although standard is 6 months and 6 months, 6 months short, 6 months long, but sometimes we can tinker and add and modify by adding either 2 extra long months, one of which is simply there to make up for lost time because of the extra month, the Iber month, which was a missing month. And it can go the other way too, because the Ullah holds that the extra month that they add to the leap year can go either way. It can be either a 29-day month, which you have to have an extra day to make up for, or it can be a 30-day month, which is really more than the required, so it's extra time, which now has to be deducted, has to be canceled back by adding missing months to this year. Right? So the missing month will cancel out the extra time that we added last year. So basically it goes both ways. That's Haruna's approach. Hence his understanding in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is really presenting both sides of the equation. You can add to the missing months, you can add to the full months to balance things out. Ula, however, has a different approach. He holds, we'll see later, he holds that the extra leap month is always going to be a 30-day month. So you're always dealing with extra time that you have to make up for, you have to, deduct for. Hence, you can add to the missing months, but you can add two extra full months. Because no way to justify that. Ula Amar. So he learns that the Mishnah began like this. Minimum is four full months, which equals eight missing months. And that's all the Mishnah is saying. Ula Amar Leinir L'Chacham L'Chaser Yos Al Shmoin. Chacham never saw fit to implement more than eight short months. Right? Which really corresponds to four full months. But you would never do eight full months. Seven, yeah, but not eight, because there's no way to justify it. Umay time of Ka'amar, and the Mishnah is really saying one and the same thing. It opens with a statement saying no less than four long months. And then it explains itself. Umay time of Ka'amar, it's explaining itself. Matam, what's the reason why no less than four full months? Because inevitably that's going to be more than eight short months. And that's out of sync. Well, my time of coming, my time ain't poichsim me'abrach hadash hamubar b'shana. Why no less than four full? The reason is mishum d'loy nir l'chacham l'chas yosal shmoyne, because they never saw fit. It wasn't appropriate to do more than eight short. Okay, but you can't do eight long months, because again, according to Rav Huna, goes both ways, because we're just trying to make up for either lost time or deduct for extra time which accumulated based on the extra leap month that was added last year, which can go either 29 or 30. But according to Ula, it could only be a 30-day month, so it's always going to be an issue of extra time which has to be deducted for this year, but not the other way. Says the Gemara, Maishna Tisha Deloy. Okay, so let's focus on Ula, who teaches that no more than 8 short months. Why not 9? Your year is too short by 3 days. Maishna Tisha Deloidim Kain Miyasra. So now we'll go the other way. Miyasra Sihara, the old moon, the Elul moon, will delay, will tarry, will carry on. Tlosa Yaimi, 3 days into the new year. Rosh Hashanah will be 3 days too early if it's a 3-day missing year. So now that you're shortening it by 2 days, it's very similar, very close. Your Rosh Hashanah will show up 2 days before the old moon expires. So a similar answer to before, that was speaking about where there's a balance, extra time that we're trying to deduct for. Because Amar Masharshia Kegan Shehoisa Shanim Oberes, Achanami here as well. Kegan Shehoisa Shanim Oberes. Last year was a leap year, which had that extra month, which according to Ula is only going to be a 30-day month. That's the only option for a Chodesh Meubar. So now we have extra time to work with. We have to deduct for that. Dal yarcha chasera, bad yarcha malya. So we have this yarcha chasera, this missing month, which we're going to take and apply it, bahade, opposite, to correspond, to cancel out yarcha malya for the extra time in that extra month of last year. And although it's still 1 day off, what happened to the extra day that, well, people will think, sorry, they'll figure, why don't we see the new moon yet if it's already Rosh Hashanah, right? Sorry, they'll figure it's Chazui, it's Chazi. We're not, moon experts, but I'm sure the Bezin already noted the new moon, the new Moilad, right? which is hard to, you know, discern, it's just really teeny. They must have seen it already. We haven't, you know, really noticed it yet, so they're not going to ask any questions. So even though technically Rosh Hashanah begins a day early, they're not going to question it. That's the one of a Micah Miflik. Return to him. So Rav Huna and Ula both seem to be saying the same thing. So what is the machlekes? Why does Rav Huna learn the Mishnah one way and Ula differently? According to Rav Huna, the Mishnah is saying two things, sending us two messages. Although standard is six full and six short, but you can modify. You can either add two long or two short. And as we explained, because in a sense you're making up, you're balancing out for an imbalance, which could have gone both ways. You're either trying to deduct for an extra day that you added last year with the Yishanu Muberes, or you're trying to add to make up for a missing day due to the short extra month of last year. So according to Rav Huna, it's because the extra month can go both ways, and depending on what they did, you have to make up for that. Whereas according to Ula, it doesn't seem to be that option. Meaning, the only option is that it was extra time that you have to cancel for. Because the whole, that the extra month of last year, inevitably was a long month. That's the only option for Yibur Shana. Micah Miflik, Yibur Shana, in terms of the length, the duration of that extra added month. The Sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Kam Yibur Shana, how long is an extra month? The extra 13th month of a leap year? Shalayshim, it's only going to be 30 days. That's the standard. And that's the Shita of Ula. So it's always going to be a matter of deducting for that extra time. Rabba Neshimam Le'laimer Chodesh. He says Chodesh, meaning they have both options available. Bezen can decide on a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Hence, both options are available, and hence we can have a need to either add, you know, days or deduct days, depending on the balance of variables, depending on what's going on. Ask the Gemara. So, according to Rav Huna, we have the leeway to add two full months to the standard six, which basically lengthens our year by 2 days. Meisvei comes a kasha. We have a very interesting price. If you want to set up a calendar, here comes some interesting formulas. Ein atzeres chala, atzeres shvuos. Atzeres was only full out. I'm talking about the day of the week. Which day of the week? On the same day as the Hanif, as when they wave the, they offer the Minchas HaOmer. Well, obviously, because it's exactly 7 weeks later, right? So if the 16th day of Nisan, when they did the Omer, falls out on a Sunday, let's say, so 7 weeks later exactly is going to be Shavuos, right? Day after 7 weeks is on a Sunday. En atzeres chala el b'yom Hanif. Shavuos will always fall out on the day of the week with the Hanif, with the Minchas Omer was off. Okay, pretty simple. Vein Rosh Hashanah Chala, what about Rosh Hashanah? It's going to fall out on which day of the week? Either or. Ella, Oy B'Yom Hanif, it can either fall out on the same day as the Yom Hanif, Oy Lori Buri. Or, on the day, the same day of the week that happened to be the first day of Iyar. And the reason why it's called Ere Buroi is because if it gets its name because if Nisan should be a long month, if, right? So instead of 29, it's 30. So this day would be theoretically the Ibur, the add-on day to Nisan. The night preceding this day and the day following would be considered the Ibur. So, or Ibur, the night of the Ibur. So basically it's a It's a term that we use to describe Aleph Iyar. Okay? So Rosh Hashanah will fall on the same day as Aleph Iyar. In a minute we'll get to the exact numbers and figure out how this works. So based on the days that, you know, the number of days between these two events, we can figure out on which day of the week it falls out. Now, Bishlam elu Ula. So according to Ula's system, the Amar who teaches, Shmoina chaserin avdinan, mubarin leavdinan. There's a cap on the short months of a year, at most is 8, but we never do 8 30-day months. So according to him, Mishkachasla, it'll work out that Rosh Hashanah falls out on these specified days. If we follow the standard system, which is that we can actually add missing months, and that's what happens, they did it. So instead of 6 missing months, they did 8, and they distributed equally, so 1 missing month in the summer, 1 in the winter. So both of those months that are meant to be full months, they shortened it. Rashi says Kislev in the winter and Sivan in the summer, were meant to be 30 months, they turned out to be short months. So Shneim Chasar, they made them both short. So now, in fact, Rosh Hashanah comes out on the same day of the Omer. But we'll get to that in a minute. But Echad Molev Echad Chasar. Suppose they didn't tinker with the months. It was exactly, you know, a fair, an even alternation. Full short, in which case Sivan was not changed. It was a full month the way it's supposed to be. So Lariburi, in this case, Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the same day as Aleph Iyar. Now for the numbers. So, if it's done standard, without tinkering, full short, so if you calculate the days from Aleph Iyar until Rosh Hashanah, working with the 30-29 day system, you'll have exactly 147 days, which is exactly, divided into 7, you have exact even weeks, 21 full weeks. So certainly it's going to fall on the same day. It's just 29, you know, cycles, 29 weeks later, 21 weeks later, so it's perfect. How do you have 147 days? Very simple, because you have Sivan and Av, which are 30-day months, so it's 60, plus 87 days between Iyar, Tammuz, and Elul, which are 29-day months. Total of 147, exactly 21 weeks. And let's go back. When would you have Rosh Hashanah on the Yom HaNeif, which is the 16th day of Nisan, the day that they brought to Omer? When would you have that? If it was a year where they had an extra short month, which according to Ula, they do that, right? They add short months to the year. So assuming one short month was added into the winter and one in the summer, so let's say Sivan, which is meant to be a 30-day month, was now turned into a 29-day month. So you calculate the days between 16th day of Nisan to Rosh Hashanah, it's 161 days. How's that? The 15-day, remaining days of Nisan, and you have 116 days of the next 4 months, which are 29-day months, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and Elul, and Av, which is a 30-day month. So it's 161 days, which again exactly divides into weeks, 23 weeks. Bingo! So Rosh Hashanah is on the exact day of Tazayin B'Nisan. So according to Ula, it all works out perfectly. Ela l'Rafuna d'Amar Avdina, Mubar, according to Rafuna's approach, that at times Chachamim had the leeway to actually add to the long months, to add days to the year, up to 8 long months. Okay, so now, instead of the summer months, let's say, you know, 6 summer months being 3 and 3, it was 4 long and 2 short. So they added a long month in the winter, in the summer. So now you're throwing it off by a day. So Rosh Hashanah is a day later El Rafun de Omar Avdin, according to him, we do even 8 long months, Mubarin, Hazim the Mishkachas, it turned out that Rosh Hashanah can fall out a day past the Ibur, a day later, on day of the week, that the next day the Beis Era falls out, because you've just pushed Rosh Hashanah a day further down the road. Amalach Rafunas, he responds, hold it. Ulul minicha, why is this better coin to Ula? You know, we have an issue in terms of 8 long months or not, but he agrees that 7 works. Shmoinu d'labdina, according to him, fine. Don't establish 8 full months. Hashiva abdina, but 7, yeah? Okay, so let's picture it. Shiva, zimnan, even by 7, we can run into the same issue. Zimnan d'labdina b'sisva, so it's an extra long month over the standard 6. Now, where did they place that extra month? Zimin l'avdina b'sisra, who says they did it, maybe they didn't do it in the winter. Avdina b'kaita was added to the summer months. So again, we have an extra long month in the summer, and we're pushing Rosh Hashanah down the road by a day. So back to the same story, Rosh Hashanah is a day later. Okay, I'll give you a solution to all the problems. This b'raisa, which gives us this exact configuration in terms of what day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out on, it's going to Acherim. Acherim had a very predictable, non-modifiable system. In which case, it was always one short, one long, one short, one long, and you know exactly how it's going to fall out without any modifications. Acherim, the sign Acherim, they say it runs a very predictable course. A year is 354 days, which is 50 weeks plus 4 days, period, done deal. So you know, for Rosh Hashanah this year was on Sunday, then next year it's going to be on a third, 4 days later, on a Thursday. That's it. Ein bein atzeres la'atzeres. What's the offset in terms of days of the week between this year's Shavuos and the next year? Ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. And what's the offset in terms of days of the week between this Rosh Hashanah and next year? It's exactly 4 days. El arba yamim b'lvad. It's a leap year where they add a month, and the month is comprised of 30 days, so it's going to be another day off, another day, you know, further. So according to them, we're not going to modify. We're not going to add full months or short months. So you have this very predictable system. Hence, the Braisa is able to identify a day of Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be the same day as Yom HaNeif, same day as, Aleph Iyar. Ask the Gemara, hold it. But let's recall, the only way Rosh Hashanah can fall on Yom HaNeif is if there was some modification as well. Not a very drastic one, but there was some modification. You needed to have an extra missing month in there, so that should work out, like we said before. And according to Acherim, we don't do that. So if said ultimately Acherim, according to Acherim, Yom HaNeif l'mishkachas l'shanu never fall on the same day as Yom HaNeif. Which was based on where they added a missing month. In which case, between Yom HaNeif, which was 16 of Nisan, right? We said we had 161 days. But that was all based on the fact that they added a missing month. So it shortened the duration. According to Acherim, it's going to be one day further. Amar Rashar Shia, Kan Shahis Hashanah Uberis. That was that this year was a leap year. V'ibur Shana Shleishim Yoim. And the extra month was a 30-day month. So we're too far down. We're a month, we're a day extra, a day, you know, too much. So in fact, what they did was, to balance it out, they added a short month in the summer. Okay, so once you add that short month, so the numbers work, because now you have a total of 161 between Tes, Zion, Nisan, to Rosh Hashanah, which is exactly what we're looking for. That's exactly the 23 weeks. Hence, it falls out on the same day. Dal Yarcha Labad Yarcha. So, remove one full month of the summer, meaning turn into a missing month to balance out for the extra long leap month. The Mishkan was Lab B'Yemen Nifson. Now Rosh Hashanah falls out on the same exact day as Tzai Nisan, exactly 23 weeks later. Amulet of Adabrav Lerav. I have a question. Achirim Minyan Aslashminan. What's Achirim? What are they teaching us that you should know? Next year's Rosh Hashanah is going to be offset 4 days from this year's Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's just plain math. I mean, 354 days divided into weeks, you have 50 weeks plus 4 days. So it's going to be 4 days over. Kamashman, the point of Achirim is that, yes, Loi Be'inon Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Piyari. There's no requirement to have to wait for the witnesses to come testify about the new moon. If we know, according to our calculations, today is meant to be, you know, the Rosh Chodesh, it's already 29 days, we know exactly what's going on, you don't wait for the Eidim. So this takes precedence, our calculations take precedence. That's your point. Follow the system consistently in a predictable fashion. Maskel Ravina. How can they present such an absolute formula that it's exactly, you know, a 4 day discrepancy between one year and the other? Let's recall. A month, the duration of a month is really not exactly 29, it's 29 and a half plus 793 portions of an hour, which is comprised of 1,080. An hour is 1,080 chalokim, and a month is 29 days plus a half day plus 793 chalokim. Now, by implementing the one long, one short system, you're just accounting for the half a day discrepancy. Because 29 and a half times 2 is 58, is 59, so you have a 30 and a 29 is 59. But what about the chalokim there? So every 3 years, you have you're off by a day. Because if you take together all the chalakim, right, so times 12, it's 8 hours a year. In 3 years, 8 times 3 is 24. And even that's not perfect. You still have extra time there, so which accumulates in 30 years, gets you another day. So it's not an exact formula. You have to modify for these count. You have to account for these discrepancies. Says the Gemara, yeah, it happens on occasion, but they're speaking about the standard year. Kibbutz less well shot, since it's not a phenomenon that's around every year, like a choshev, they didn't, you know, refer to. But of course, it has to be accounted for on occasion. Okay, Vav Shmuel Sovel Rav Huna. The truth is, Shmuel also was in line with Rav Huna that you could have 8 long months a year. Damar Shmuel tells us, Ein Shnas Levana Pchusa Mishalosh Meisach HaMishim Shtayim Yom. How long is a lunar year? Depends. There's a range. No less than 352 days. But it can go all the way up to 356, depending on what they did that year. No more than 356. How kates that? How do you have such a wide range? So Shnei Malayim, so standard is 354, but if they added 2 more full months, right, so 2 months which were meant to be short will turn into long. Shisha, so now you're up to 356. Shnei Chaser, take 2 full and you shorten them, so you're missing 2 days, and so now you're back to 352, Shnei. Echad Malavich Chaser, you take those 2 months and you take all the months and you go full, short, full, short. So now you have standard 354 arba meisvei comes a kash. Harei nazgi mois hacham. A fellow gets up and declares, "I'm going to be a nazir." As per the days of a solar year, which is 365 days. Okay, so he has to count 365 separate nazirus experiences. Moina nazirus shleish meis vishish mechamishi yom kmini mois hacham as per the solar calendar. What if he says, "I'm going to be another Kimoy Salavon as per the days in the lunar calendar"? So which one is it? 352, 56? What's going on? Moina Nazir Shleishmi is Machamishim Abar Yamim, Kimoy Salavona. He asks to conduct themselves like another. 354 times over as per the days of a lunar year. And the question is, but it's not an exact amount. If it's true that you can modify the years, it's a fluctuating total. V'misa zimna de mishkachas la shisha. Sometimes you can have a year 356 days. The answer has been Nedarim Halech Achalash Mnei Adam Reb Shanim. When we speak about Nedarim commitments, it's all about common verbiology. People refer to a year, standard year, 352, most years, so that's what he's obligated to do. Although technically, you can have a longer year. V'af Rebbe Savla K'Rav Huna. The truth is that Rebbe also held like Rav Huna. You could, at times, add to the year to this extent, and you know, make two extra full months for a total of eight. The son, you have a story. Ma'isa v'asa Rebbe Tisha Chaserim. Turns out that Rebbe instituted 9 short months. There was a year that he had a very short year. Okay, 9 short months. V'dir chayish v'zmanay. And actually, come the next Tishrei, was right on target. The new moon was sighted perfectly on time. V'zmanay, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And Rebbe was surprised. We shrunk the year to this extent, and it's still on track. By Rebbe Tameya, Vaimer is wondering, saying, "How could it be? Asinu Tisha Chaserim, we instituted 9 short months. V'nir Chayish Mizmanay, and the moon is showing up right on time." Amar Lefanav, so his son turned to him. He says, "Rebbe Shimba, Rebbe turned to his father. Shema Shalom Beres Haisa. Maybe it was a leap year. V'ibur Shana Shloishim next Amud, and that extra month was a 30-day month, which is extra time." By the way, Rashi points out at the beginning of the sugya, we speak about the making up for the Rosh Hashanah because it was 30 or 29, so you're missing, or you have too much. Truth is, you're not missing that much, only half a day off, because technically a month is 29 and a half. So he says, you know, that little difference we don't reckon with. Okay, in any case, we made it a long month, and we have to make up for it. And Eshtaka, the Sinish name, Malayim. And truth is that last year, we made 2 extra long months. It's now really 3 days off sync. 3 days too much. So now when we did 3 short months, dat las la badat las, so we take the 3 extra short months and pit it off against to balance out the 3 extra days. So right back on target. Come live duchtes, everything's back in place. Rebbe was very taken by this calculation. He said, what an insight. Amalei. So Rebbe turned to his son, Neri Yisrael, you're the illuminator of Klal Yisrael, you're bright as a light. Kainava, exactly as you said, perfect. You're right, it was a Shanim Uberes, and that's what we did, right? He was suggesting, maybe, yeah, exactly, you hit it right on target. That's exactly what happened, and that explains why we're exactly on target. Okay, so we spoke about minimums and maximums in terms of Shtei Alech, Lechem Aponim, Bris Milo, and the counter configuration. Starting point of our discussion was really the question of how long is a Ibur Shana, right? The leap month and the leap year. Is it a standard 30, or do we have both options, 29 or 30? Which leads to a need to make up, to compensate for missing time, or to make up for lost, or to chip away for extra time, right? Hence, we go and we modify the year based accordingly. Rav Huna takes an approach that you can actually add 2 extra months, or deduct 2 extra months, or shorten 2 months. And we have Shmuel and Rebbe on that system. We have Achirim, who hold that it's a standard system, short and long, in an alternating fashion, without very much modification. Okay, all the best to you, and atzlacha rab.